Aya Irene, the director of the Association for Media Development in South Sudan, or AMDIST, says the sudden end to funding from the U.S. Agency for International Development threatens the country's news to media. The U.S. government has halted most U.S. aid support for projects around the world. Irene says without robust news media, there is a risk that misinformation will spread, particularly when South Sudan starts preparing for its first general election.
It is going to be very difficult for some of these media to continue even operating. Some of them, I'm afraid, may downsize on their work, like maybe if they used to produce 10 articles, maybe they will reduce to 2, and even the operation hours may reduce. And some of the staff may even leave, or they may be terminated because now the media is not getting support. So this is really going to affect access to information for the people of South Sudan.
Oyet Patrick, the president of the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, says some journalists have lost their jobs due to the funding cuts. He worries that the absence of professional journalists in the field will make it difficult to carry out civic education, especially when it comes to voter registration.
So if this cut is going to continue, then we are going to see at least more than 50% of the media in the country collapsing, especially radio stations. They will collapse because they have been depending heavily on money from U.S. aid. And this will be a very bad thing for us. So what about our people who are in the villages, who depend on these community radio stations, who depend on these community radio stations that speak in their local languages? If those radio stations are closed, they are totally cut off from the world. So the impact is going to be very, very big, and we are very concerned as a union of journalists about, first of all, the loss of jobs for our colleagues who are working in these radio stations, and then also the communities that we serve not having access to information.
Chual Jan, an editor with the Catholic Radio Network in South Sudan, says the U.S. aid funding cut has affected most news outlets, including his.
This freeze has directly affected our ability to operate effectively due to limited resources for essential programs and our outreach that we have been doing in some part of the country, like in Wau. So, and if this freeze or funding cut continue, then it may force us to make some difficult decisions, including laying off staff and reducing our broadcast coverage.
The U.S. State Department on Wednesday said it reviewed thousands of U.S. aid-funded projects and decided to permanently halt about 90% of them, saving nearly $60 billion. The goal, according to a State Department statement, was to reduce spending and focus on projects that will better serve the American taxpayer. Among the news outlets losing funding in South Sudan are iRadio, the Catholic Radio Network, and the Radio Community, which supports several small radio stations across the country. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.